This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was born in California. Folks moved a few years after that due to the cost. It was pretty expensive to live there. Cheaper to live in Arizona and Nevada. Moved a lot. I went to 12 schools. But I keep going back to California. I love that state, and I got family and friends there. But it's different. And if you ever don't know if you're in California, you're going to get handed a paper straw instead of a plastic straw. When you go to buy stool softeners or enemas or something like that, they're not necessarily going to give you a bag to hide it. You have to pay for a bag if you want to take groceries out. You have to pay for bags now. They're going to charge extra for bottles of water, things like that. You could get the money back. You just got to remember to not throw it out and bring it back to recycle. You do have toilet seat covers on the toilet. I've noticed that for decades. California, every California bathroom has to have toilet seat covers. I do like that. I do like that. Well, you might also notice that you're in California because you can't get maybe your favorite candy. As this new bill, AB 418, is headed to the Governor Newsom's desk for signature, which would ban a lot of the ingredients that are in foods that are on the shelves that are found to be deleterious and harmful for human consumption. So the state legislator voted yesterday in favor of banning the manufacture, sale, and distribution of four chemicals in foods that have been linked to cancer, disease, and mood problems. And I'm kind of mixed on this, to be honest, because I think we eat a lot of crap. And so I really don't want us, shall we say, ingesting stuff that could cause cancer. But this is a little concerning to retailers. So the California bill is named AB 418. It's going to end the use of brominated vegetable oil, potassium bromate, propylparaben, and red dye number 3. None of those are going to be allowed to be in California's food supply. Now, from a health official standpoint, all right, I don't think we should be eating this crap at all. But from a business owner standpoint, the next question is, well, what next is going to be banned? And we have, if we are going to, like titanium dioxide actually was in the original bill, but that was removed. But we have thousands upon thousands of chemicals that's being used in our food. And the studies have been very mixed on what it could do to us. Personally, I think eating Skittles can cause, you know, dental issues, sugar issues, metabolism issues because you're eating sugar or fake food, but just only Skittles? What about some of these other candies? And so if we're really going to start using a microscope, we're going to probably have to be eliminating a lot of food from the shelves. So Governor Newsom has until October 14th to sign it. It was introduced by Assembly Member Jesse Gabriel, passed a Senate vote of 33-3 on Monday. Final procedural vote happened in the Assembly on Tuesday. And this would come into force by January 1, 2027. It would impose fines of up to $10,000 for the sale, manufacture, and distribution of these chemicals in California. Representative Gabriel said today's bipartisan vote, not exactly sure how 33-3 is, but, well, I get it. Yeah. Bipartisan vote marks a huge step forward in our effort to protect children and families in California from dangerous and toxic chemicals in the food supply. And I'm not saying I'm against this. I can't stand a lot of the stuff that's in our food. But we really have a food problem. And I told you, the problem we're having, and the reason why we have fake food, is because real food is too expensive. Real food is perishable. Real food is limited. When I walk into a grocery store, I am blown away by how much food is on the shelves. But how much of that food is raw, natural? You might have the produce section of the store, which I'm noticing is starting to get smaller and smaller. You might have the meat section. But most of the other places, most of the other sections have food that's been processed. 95% of your store is processed foods. Now, we spoke about the evolution of food. You know, if you can't eat farm fresh every day because you have to work in the city, you need food that's going to not spoil, not mold, not lose its nutritional value when you're working in the city for the week. And so foods had to be able to be shipped from farm to city. And then how do you keep foods fresh? Well, you need packaging. You need to keep moisture out. You don't want something to look brown. You want something to look attractive. Sadly, in the early part of the 19th century, they were bleaching milk to make it look white as it would discolor with age. That's why the FDA had to kind of get involved and make a lot of rules, because people trying to sell food that was getting old and not at proper temperature was starting to discolor, change. They were hiding mold, and people were getting sick from this food. So we progressed in terms of figuring out how to package, how to season, how to preserve food to make it last longer, which has helped us from a starvation standpoint. But now the majority of our store is fake food. And so if I understand California making a move on this, we shouldn't be putting chemicals into our body without people aware of it. But they're going to start taking a bunch of stuff off now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So how many times have you been asked if you were happy? Now, I don't like being asked that question. I don't want to think about it. I think being happy is very subjective. I'm afraid that if I do think about it, I might find fault and go, oh, I haven't given this a lot of thought. Maybe I'm not happy and I need to change something, right? We have an obsession on being happy, but we don't have a proper definition of what being happy is. You know, people ask me, did I have a happy childhood? Well, it depends on the day you ask me. Overall, I say yes. Because I would always find positives. I knew how to find the humor. I knew how to make myself feel good. But did things happen in my past that wouldn't probably be defined as a happy childhood? Absolutely. But I'm not going to think about it that way. Now, therapists are like, no, think about it. Let's really dig in. Let's, you know, what happened? What? How did? I don't think that's going to really change it. That's not going to make, it's still going to be in the past. I think you should never suppress anything. You should, but, you know, sometimes we could, in the process of trying to find happiness, lose happiness. So we've had very age-old saints that have been kind of reminding us to not do that. This isn't a new concept. Like, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Why are you looking for greener grass? Now, I know some of you are like, okay, Dahlia, you're always about goals and, you know, improving your life and things like that, but hear me out for a second here. A bird in the hand is better than two in a bush. You know, one thing I've learned, and I think the reason why I have been happy overall in my life, is I've learned to be happy with what I got. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor. Now, that can mean a variety of things. Covet thy neighbor's wife. Covet thy neighbor's flock. But even the Bible teaches us to not be coveting, not be jealous. And it's a very fine line between being happy and not feeling happy, but it you being jealous of somebody else. I mean, you could be unhappy about some things, but, you know, you don't want to take it so far as you want to be somebody else. I had a patient who had an extramarital affair. And she was talking to me about how she wished she was that person's wife, the person she was sleeping with. And because I'm like, what do you want out of this relationship? I want to be this person's wife. I want to be who so-and-so is and get to be there and get to see that person all the time. And I'm like, I think that person's wife is the last person you want to be on earth, because that person's wife is getting cheated on right now with you, by you. And so in our pursuit of happiness, we don't realize that you give up what you could be happy with. So, for example, if we're going to talk about couples and marriages and partnerships, a lot of us will watch a movie, hear from a friend of ours, a single friend of ours, we'll reevaluate our relationship and go, you know what, I'm not happy. All right, well, my question to you, if you come to me as a physician, is, okay, what is it are you unhappy about? You unhappy about your sex life? You're not having sex that much? Yeah. Are you unhappy because you're abused verbally, physically, blamed for everything? Yeah. Are you unhappy because you have other people living in your house that you don't want? Yep. Okay, well, what if you change those particular things? Would you be happy with the rest of the relationship? Oh, yeah, the person's a good person, just I can't stand it. And sometimes it's just one thing or a couple things that really are very, you know, approachable, concrete, something that you could address. But then you have other individuals who aren't happy, and it's just everything. They say, I can't really put my finger on it. I'm just not happy. Is it you don't like the way the person looks? You don't like the way the person talks to you? You don't feel happy when you're around them? I don't know. Well, how about your job? Oh, no, I'm just not happy. Well, that's when we start to look at depression. That's what we start to look at, is it something else? Where something anybody else would enjoy, you're not. And again, there's a fine line between you not being happy and you being depressed. If you married the wrong person because you jumped into a marriage, kind of felt trapped, you wanted to stay together because you have kids, you know, but you notice that you have a good time, you giggle, you're elated, you know, around other people, all right? You know, maybe it is a marriage thing. Same thing with the job. You're motivated to do some work. You're motivated to do your own projects. But when you go to work, you're unmotivated. Well, then that might be finite. But if you notice that you really don't like work, you really don't like home, you don't even have a good time on vacation, you can't even be by yourself listening to your favorite song and happy, then that could be depression. And you got to get that checked out. So we're using the term happy very loosely. And I think we're having some people diagnosed with depression who really aren't depressed. And I think we have other people who are seeking ways to have that quote-unquote happiness when there's another reason for it. Wallet Hub did a study looking at the America's happiest states. And I appreciate what Wallet Hub does. They do a survey. They look at, you know, as it, I guess, pertains to crime, sleep rate. They have a whole bunch of different metrics, career well-being, work environment, community environment, and they come up with a list of the happiest states. Utah, top the list, with a score of 69.79 out of 100. Hawaii usually is number one on this list, dropped to number two. Maryland, Minnesota, New Jersey round out the top five. Connecticut, California, Florida, Idaho, Nebraska, top 10. Then came Delaware, Massachusetts, North Dakota, Virginia, New Hampshire, rounding out the top 15. New York, Illinois, South Dakota, Wisconsin, South Carolina, the 20. I'm in Nevada. We came in at 32. The bottom 10 were Indiana, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Alaska. How Alaska? Yeah, people say, well, maybe it's because of the shorter days. Man, if I lived in Alaska, I'd be a happy girl. Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, and West Virginia. West Virginia came in as the least happy state. Now, it changes depending on emotional and physical well-being, work environment, community and environment. But what I want you guys to do, the take-home of this, is when we go through our years and we get through another birthday and we get accused of having a midlife crisis, I like to call it a reboot. Right? If there is something you've always wanted to do and you haven't been able to do and it's bothering you, do it. You always want to write a book. You always want to, cut an album. It doesn't matter if nobody's going to listen to it, but if that's something you wanted to do, do it. If you wanted to travel, right, make that a priority. But you have other individuals who just look at their choices, you know, lost love, lost job, and some of them that just can't recover from that. Look at what it is about your life that you're happy with, that you feel blessed with. For those of us that are spiritual and you know, are people of faith, see, I do this every night. Every time I pray to God, all my prayers are about thanking Him for what I have. So for me, I review all that. If there is something I don't like, I don't really like to bother God about, you know, some of that. You know, I'd like Jimmy Garoppolo to notice me more when I wave, you know, from the sidelines. That I'm not going to bother Lord's. I'd like, you know, like to have more money in the bank. I'm not going to bother the Lord with that. But if you feel you're blessed, you got a family, you got somebody that, you know, you can come home to, you got pets that love you, you got food on your table, enjoy that. But if there's things you wish you could change in your life, your weight, your health, your job, the people you associate with, look at that and see if that's something you could do. I think everybody should have a right to have happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it's not as simple as are you happy or not. It takes a lot of soul searching. Sometimes it takes a counselor. Sometimes it takes a doctor. Sometimes it takes an educator. Sometimes it takes a spouse. Sometimes it takes a friend. But just don't be chasing things for the wrong reason. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The White House slamming Speaker McCarthy's decision to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling the Republicans' planned impeachment inquiry a witch hunt.
The American people want us to do something that will make their lives better, not go off on these chases and witch hunts.
Tech industry leaders will be on Capitol Hill today discussing AI. Senators will hear from Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and others during a closed-door meeting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin are bonding and possibly working out a deal to supply Moscow with weapons for its war in Ukraine. The two leaders meeting earlier today at a spaceport in Russia's Far East, a rare trip outside North Korea for Kim. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So do you have tip fatigue? Are you getting sick of being asked to tip when you buy something at a retail store? You go shopping, you go up to the counter. When you're using your credit card, they ask for a tip. I had to buy a gift card at a restaurant. And when they, you know, gave me the credit card slip or whatever, I, you know, just paid for the gift card because I ran in to get a gift card, give them the $100 and leave. And I could tell she, you know, because I said, bye, thank you, got silent because I didn't tip. I'm giving you guys $100. Do I also have to give you on top of that a tip for giving me a gift card? I mean, if I don't have to go to you, I could go somewhere else. And I'm usually a good tipper. In fact, I'm so tip fatigued that I actually gave 30% accidentally because, I don't know, I just did the math wrong. And waitress was really, really happy, but I just usually give 20%, and for some reason I was just tired, did the math wrong, and fine, whatever. And so I, being a waitress, I usually tip more because I understand what they went through. I was only making $1, $2 an hour, so I was living on the tips. But it's gotten ridiculous. And we're being told that tipping at full-service restaurants is starting to fall. And it's fallen to the lowest level since the start of the pandemic. And the reason why is consumers are starting to push back. Now, it stinks because the people who are struggling and who really get hurt are the ones who are serving you. So when that restaurant raised their hamburger to $17.99, how much more of that money you're paying for a hamburger is going to your server? Now, consumers are hearing that these restaurants did have to raise wages, that they had to raise wages, and they had to pay their staff more. So now they're thinking, well, they're paying them more anyway. But I'm kind of getting the feeling that a lot of these places didn't pay their staff more. Some places did to get people to come back. Others didn't. And when somebody applies for a job that is a tip job, the employer or manager who's hiring says, look, you're going to make more money here because we just raised our prices. So now the average ticket is 50, 60, 70, 80 bucks. You're going to now make more tips. Well, if a consumer's like, I'm tired paying $80 to take a family of four out to dinner, which now is a minimum price that people, no. And look, I have a problem with people asking for tips just for doing their job. Now, I'm not talking about waitresses. I'm talking about, I go to retail. I think I had to buy a balloon. And as I'm going to buy the balloon, it's asking me for a tip. But I'm blowing up the balloon. They didn't even blow the balloon up for me. You pay an extra charge for blown up balloons. You know, maybe I could see that, but, you know, it's just everything. I go to a walk-up counter. You go to a fast food counter, and they're asking for tips. I went to pick up some bagels. Place is pretty expensive. I tipped the people behind the counter, but then you pay a different person. So you tip when you do your order. You go up to the counter, you tip, right? Then, on the way out, they're asking for money in the tip jar. I'm like, but I just tipped, and I just paid inflated prices. So it looks like I'm not the only one, and I'm very pro-tip, and I do nothing less than 20%. I think anything less than 20% is not the standard anymore. This 15% is old, but even I have tip fatigue, so I get it, people. So experts are saying consumers are cash-strapped. They're pushing back. And after tipping 20% at a sit-down restaurant is still the standard, according to most etiquette experts, but some diners are starting to disagree. After holding steady for years, this according to CNBC, tipping at full-service restaurants fell to 19.4% in the second quarter, according to online restaurant platform Toast's most recent trends report. And they said tip fatigue is largely to blame. During COVID, everyone was feeling generous. That was according to Eric Plam, founder and CEO of San Francisco-based startup UpTip. They aim to facilitate cashless tipping. The problem is that has reached a new standard that we couldn't really live with. Now, I was tipping 25 to 30%. And the reason why is even though I was an essential worker, I felt, you know, as a physician and doing what I do, I still didn't feel as much at risk as some of these individuals that had to keep the restaurants open, the drive-through open, the liquor stores, the marijuana stores. That blew my mind. Dentists had to close, but the cannabis stores could be open. I don't go into cannabis stores, but when I did go into drive-through or a restaurant, to see those people work to feed their family, despite the fear that everybody had at the time of COVID, hell yeah, I tipped them extra. But now things look less. And anything now, if you were making tips 2 years ago that are different than the tips you're making now, you want a reality of how people look at tips and watch Below Deck. These people complain about getting a $15,000 tip. I'm like, you got to be out of your flipping mind. You each got about $1,000 from that, and you're complaining? So, two-thirds of Americans have a negative view about tipping. That's according to Bankrate. Higher prices due to persistent inflation have left more consumers feeling cash-strapped. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So if you go to Vegas and you come to the Strip, which I recommend you do, it's fun, it's fantastic, fantastic restaurants, great service. I mean, you're being taken care of by some of the best people on the planet. I love Las Vegas. But if you order a drink, that drink might be $19 for one drink. So now your tip, you order drinks. I'm really embarrassed about this, but I have no problem admitting it. There was a local bar in one of the hotels, and somebody in radio came to town, and I said, okay, let's go out for a drink. So I meet her and her husband, and I get ready to order a few drinks. Okay, well, that should be, what, $20, $25. The bill for three drinks came to $80. And I didn't have that on me. I grabbed some cash, and I had to say, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to split this with you. I didn't realize they were going to charge $80, and I've never had to do that. I've always had to go, but I was, honestly, it was right by my house, grabbed some cash. I usually don't walk in with, you know, I have maybe my license. I really expected that the $30 cash I had was going to be enough to pay for the drinks and tip. $80, you pay 20%, you're close to $100 for those three drinks. Whoa. Hey, you know, this isn't working. Now, under federal law, employers can pay workers as little as $2.13 per hour if the tips they receive bring them up to a baseline salary. That's not necessarily the case in most states. In most states, you still have to pay minimum wage. But what has happened is a lot of these places that got away with lower labor costs, now that they have to pay minimum wage, that might have been 6-7 times what they were paying them. So there goes the price of your food. There goes the price of your retail. So we're not going to control inflation until, one, we control the labor costs. Two, we control crime, because crime is obviously causing us on the back end to pay for the retail that's been stolen, to pay for the extra plastic lock and key and security. And also, we don't have better management running things like the economy in the country. But that's another discussion for another day. But for those of you that are stressed from cash with tipping, you know, I hear you. It's not easy. It's just, unfortunately, these people working are trying to feed their family, and that's what they're living on. Be very, very careful, though, with your food to go. Looks like somebody spit on somebody else's food. I think it was a DoorDash employee when they didn't like the tip. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so years ago, I really liked, what's it called when you try to put a consonant with another consonant? And so for Wednesdays, I thought something would be cute calling it Rewear Wednesday, where you wear another shirt or something that is not new, and we make it a day where it is completely fine to rewear the same outfit. Well, I mean, it didn't take hold. I still rewear clothes. I rewear clothes on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But I think we need to bring this back. I think Rewear Wednesday, and I'm sure other people are doing it. I couldn't be the only person to have thought about it. But I think Rewear Wednesday really needs to be a thing. I don't have to own it. Somebody else could take credit for it. I don't care. But I want us to start saving money And I want us to start being a little bit more practical about things. Honestly, I think I need a antihistamine. I don't know if that, maybe an antihistamine Wednesday, because that's what I need right now, an antihistamine. But, okay, so I'm rewearing a shirt. What's going to happen to me? Am I going to get bullied? Are the girls going to make fun of me in the girls' bathroom? Well, that's what happened when I went to school in the 80s. Yeah. Didn't you wear that outfit last week? I was poor. Yeah. We re-wore the same clothes. Some of my clothes were bought at grocery stores. Yeah, I could only mix and match when you only have a few shirts and a few skirts and a few pants. You do what you can. But I am now of the mind that I don't give a damn if people notice that I rewear something. And I think the reason why I don't care is because you start to get to an age where only certain clothes look good, right? And so I am going to wear, depending on the event, something that I think looks okay, and I don't have to panic about my butt. I don't have to panic about if my breasts look aligned properly. It works. And I get retail needs us to buy new clothes for the school year. Retail needs us to buy new clothes for the holidays. I wear white past Labor Day, and I wear snowmen in the summer. I don't care about that kind of stuff. And the reason why I don't care about that kind of stuff is because I'm done with spending based on the way society wants us to. And I'm done with being worried about how people think. If I really cared about people, how people thought, I probably wouldn't be on air. You can only take your show sucks so many times, right? And so, you know, I'm going to be happy. And I'm also going to try to save my money. Now, if I say Rewear Wednesday, that's a little bit easier to digest than go search your closet Saturday, okay? Searching your closet Saturday is not going to be that popular because people don't want to go into their closet. Why do we not want to go into our closet? Well, if I go into my closet, I have a pair of jeans from high school. When I take out that pair of jeans and I put it up against my waist, oh my God, I'm like, I fit into that? How did I not have a boyfriend? What the heck? I could fit into these jeans and look good? Well, I also wore turtlenecks, long skirts. I was really, really prude back then. But man, I still kept my high school clothes. I kept my pre-pregnancy clothes. I kept my pregnancy clothes just in case I got pregnant again. Who knows? Right? Even though I'm in menopause and I had a hysterectomy. But it's kind of depressing to go through your closet. But on the flip side, if you guys go through your closet or go through your garage, I'm going to tell you, you are going to make hundreds of dollars instantaneously because you're going to find things that you never thought you had. Now, I remember telling you guys years ago to put a $20 bill, if you had an extra $20 bill, in one of your favorite pieces of clothing. And I told you to do that because you'd feel really, really happy when all of a sudden you find a $20 bill. Well, the problem is I have clothes that are kind of jerseys and guy clothes, and so my boys will sometimes grab the sweatshirt or the hoodie or the jersey and or the sweatpants, because I wear guy sweatpants because whatever's around, and so unfortunately they throw it in the washer, they ruin the $20 bill, so I don't do that, and I really don't have extra cash these days. But I think Rewear Wednesday should be something that really just takes hold, and we almost cherish it because we're all about recycling these days, aren't we? Why aren't we recycling our outfits? You know what I love is how Kate Middleton, Princess Kate, in the UK, right? William and Kate, she will rewear outfits. Now, these are expensive outfits, so I get it. I would too. But you don't see the news ridicule her for that. The media is starting to embrace you don't have to have a flipping new outfit all the time. And I'm not in the business of renting outfits. If I'm going to spend money on an outfit, it's going to be mine. I don't want anybody else's sweat or whatever, or deodorant stains on it. It'll be mine. So if you feel like, you know, you are in this world where you have to always look like you have something new and crisp, no. Let's give you guys a reprieve, Rewear Wednesday. And, you know, or Mud Stain Monday. If you have clothes that have a mud stain, and you feel like you have to throw it out. No, you don't. You can't get that mud stain out. Wear it. Mud Stain Monday. Right? Skidmark Sunday. No, we definitely don't want that. But things that I would not rewear too much are shoes. You got shoes that are getting old. You got to get rid of them. I see too many people who struggle financially that have bad feet because they will not get rid of the bad shoes and get new good shoes. New shoes, and I'm not really big on pumps and heels and things like that, you know, but if there's a boot that I think, you know, is something I can be comfortable in, I'll spend the money on that boot. Although, for me, spending money is nothing under $100. I really don't like spending over $100 on a pair of shoes. But for hiking boots, I will. For sports shoes, I will. Because those things are for your safety. You need to have clean socks. Underwear. I really think you could change out your underwear. I do. But when it comes to clothes, I don't know. But Rewear Wednesday, please spread the word. I think it's going to save a lot of people a lot of money, a lot of people stress. And another thing you can do is if anybody in the office is like, oh, I love that shirt. You wore it Friday, huh? Tell them to take their opinion of your shirt and to shove it up their butt. That's what I would do. I mean, I've done that, right? It's none of your damn business if I rewear something. You should be more concerned if I'm rewearing underwear. And by the way, we should have rewear. I mean, look at what we're doing now. We're wearing period panties. I mean, I'm not. I kind of feel like I'm missing out because I am dying to know how that works. Because our pads and our tampons, you wanted as far away from your body the second they got sullied. And now we have clothes that you could wear. I mean, imagine. One of my friends said that at night, you could sleep overnight and not have to worry about. I mean, that's pretty cool stuff. So if we're not even changing out our underwear right away, really, we can't rewear a piece of clothes. So I'm sorry. That's what we're going to do. Rewear Wednesday. I think it's something we should do. 1-877-DOCK-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Throughout the year, especially as we're coming up close to the holidays, and we got to go holiday shopping. I know what brings a lot of stress. You know, I don't think anybody should be, you know, depressed around the holidays, but sadly, it's one of the most depressing times of the year. People lost a loved one. People are expected to spend money. People panic. It's stressful. We don't want that. We don't want that. And so any way I could kind of relieve that stress by figuring out ways to save money. By the way, actually, start price shopping what you think you want to buy for the holidays. Because if you're like me, I have caught the prices go up after Black Friday. And if you think there's something you're going to want to buy, maybe buy it, hold the receipt, make sure you go get a refund. Because if you see the price jack up after Thanksgiving, you just saved yourself some money. But make sure you could take it back in case there's a better price. 1-877-DOCK-DALLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.